Hey guys, welcome back to the Michael Walters Show. Kevin Foley here, your host, starting things off. I know it's been a while. Glad to be talking to you guys again. Michael's going to be here shortly. Week of Christmas. How the Terrifics doing out there? Great to be back with you guys again. It's been a while. As you know, we were in Turks and Caicos, and I'm sure Michael is going to share some fun stories from that trip when he gets back. Running a little late, but he'll be here soon enough. I'm just happy to be here again, guys. Happy to be here talking to you guys in this holiday season and during this week, usually this week is a week of reflection and being grateful and everything else. And certainly, as you know, I'm definitely grateful for you guys. So again, welcome again to the Michael Walters Show on Be Terrific. Kevin Foley starting things off. First and foremost, I guess, to start things off on a maybe not so much a somber note, because we want to celebrate his life. Rest in peace to the great Craig Sager, who passed away this week from a long battle with leukemia. As many know, Craig Sager is one of the more popular sideline reporters out there. He's been covering the NBA and other major sporting events for some time now. And after a long battle with leukemia, he came to pass this past week. He touched the lives of many. A lot of people were touched by him and affected by him and were really, like, you know, he's impacted a lot of lives. I'm just hearing the stories about things that he's done. I heard that he saved Dennis Rodman's life. Just personal stories about NBA players and how he talked to their families and how he conducted himself. And just a lot of things like that. So people like that deserve to be celebrated, especially after such a long, long fight with a disease that's taken far too many. So rest in peace to him. He stood out a lot for a lot of reasons, but mainly due to his attire. Anybody who knows Craig Sager, you knew him when you saw him, because his outfits were very outlandish, very stylish guy, very colorful, and definitely caught your eye. So, again, I just wanted to, send my respects to him and his family and just kind of just put that out there, because he's someone who will definitely be missed. So, again, rest in peace to Craig Sager. But aside from that, somber note, I guess everything else is on the up and up. We're about to end the year 2016. Seemed like we just got started, but we're already about to end it. Definitely looking forward to 2017. You know, I'm not going to wait till the top of the year to start my New Year's resolutions. There's some things personally that I'm going to implement into my own life to get the ball rolling and to be the best that I can be for this upcoming year. You know, things with, just trying to be a little bit more efficient with my time. Be a little bit more focused on certain things like that, little personal goals that I set aside for myself that I'm sure that everybody else has for, you know, the upcoming year and just in general. You know, it's all about improvement. You know, me, I'm very big on self-improvement and finding ways to be better than you were. So hopefully I can continue to do that and continue to grow and continue to expand my skill set and continue to be a better person. You know, that's all it's about. So I'm looking forward to it. And then, of course, the second, I believe we're going to be getting ready. We are getting ready now for CES. So this is a real big, busy time for us here at Be Terrific. Michael's running around, has a lot of things on his plate, but that's life of Michael Artis, 100 miles an hour. And I've been along for the ride, and I'm grateful to be there, grateful to be a part of it as well. But there's a lot going on, and we have a lot of things coming up for you guys that I'm sure you're really going to enjoy. CES is going to be awesome. I believe the way we're going to do it this year is a little bit different than we've done from the past, but I'm going to wait for Michael to get here to elaborate on that a little bit more. But it should be awesome. Absolutely. But aside from that, man, Turks and Caicos, I must say, was great. It was great getting out the country, getting to see another place. I've never been there before. Small country, but the people there are great. Super friendly, super warm and welcoming. It was a great time. Obviously, we spent most of the time just working and working and working. So there wasn't all that much time to really tour the land and really enjoy it personally. But the little bit that I did, I definitely enjoyed my time there. And it was great to see that. And more than anything, I definitely enjoyed the weather, especially after Saturday. After getting that snow and having to shovel my car out the snow and brush my car off and everything else and deal with that cold. You appreciate the weather a lot more. I was talking to someone. He was like, man, you're a week early. Or a week late, I should say, because, you would have missed this. And I'm like, I wouldn't have been mad to. But hey, that's it. I mean, I appreciate everything, even the cold weather, you know. Like, you don't appreciate things unless you you can't appreciate things without experiencing them, you know. So I got to experience this cold weather, got to experience the warm weather, and I'm definitely grateful to, you know what both is like. So I was walking towards the bank earlier on that Saturday morning, and I saw a girl. I think this was her first time ever experiencing snow, and she was just so joyful. Like, everybody else was just kind of like, you know, not in the best of moods having to deal with that snow, but she was just happy to experience it. I don't think that I don't think she's ever seen snow before in her life, at least from what I've heard her talking. She was talking to people, and from what I was able to hear, what I was able to garner, I don't believe she's ever seen snow or experienced snow before. So it was a great experience for her. So, like, you know, some people, not so much, because we've dealt with it for our whole lives, especially over here in the Northeast. But for other people who haven't, you know, it's something to see. So just nonetheless, just be grateful. I'm in a grateful mood, as you guys can tell. You know, don't know if you guys caught the games yesterday. Yes, I'm going to talk about sports just a little bit. I'm not going to make it the whole topic of the show. I won't get a chance to, because Mike will be here, as I said earlier. But how about those Giants, son? They keep on going. I think the Giants are looking really good. It's looking like another year where they're going to go in as a wild card and maybe win this whole thing. I was talking to a friend about it yesterday. He doesn't seem to believe so. He's not too big on the Giants and doesn't really think that they're going to do it. But, I mean, I'm just looking at the NFC and looking at the rest of the teams, and I think that their chances are great. I mean, I think Eli has all the components and all the pieces, and he's been there before, so they have just enough to get it done again. I can definitely see the Giants going to the Super Bowl and winning. And not only just winning, but beating the Patriots again, because, you know, the Patriots are doing what they usually do, just winning and winning and winning. I mean, but their success record without Gronkowski in the playoffs isn't that great, so I expect that to continue. So whoever they face in the NFC is going to be interesting. If it's the Giants, I expect the Giants to win. If it's the Cowboys, we'll see, just because they have a rookie under center who's been playing phenomenal, by the way. I mean, Dak Prescott, I mean, you can't really say much more. I mean, people have their complaints and are quick to call for Tony Romo to come back and be the starter, but this kid has done nothing but win and be classy about it, you know. He's handled everything the right way, doesn't get into trouble, hasn't said anything that was controversial or disrespectful to teammates or to bring attention to himself. He just goes out there, he prepares, and it shows on the field. I mean, yesterday, 32 for 36, played a great game, and he won. And so just kudos to that young man for the work he's done and for how he continues to carry himself and how he carries the Cowboys franchise. Cowboys haven't been in a position like this in a while where they're looked at as a potential, not even a potential, but they're looked at by many as the favorites to go to the Super Bowl out the NFC. And it's with the rookie under center. So I think Cowboys fans and everybody should just enjoy what they're seeing here, enjoy what they're witnessing here, because this could be the start of something special with him and Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, two rookies, they should be good for the next, you know, 5 years at least. But we'll see. Things don't usually go as expected, but these kids look good, and they look really good. And it looked poised to continue to do this for a good amount of time. But, you know, as for me personally on my football tip, I'm in a tough position right now, down about 27 points. I have Rob Kelly as my running back, and my opponent has Kirk Cousins. So it's going to take pretty much a miracle for me to be able to advance to my second straight championship. But I'm holding out hope, you know. There's no quitting me, so I'm holding out hope that I'll be able to pull it through and be able to make it to my second consecutive finals and win. Because I believe if I do make it there, I'll be able to take it. Wanted to see what happened with Adam, too, as well. I was speaking to Adam yesterday via text, and I know he was in a tight matchup himself, but I'm not sure if he won or if he didn't. So when he gets back, I'm going to get word and see how that went for him. If I'm not going to win, at least let him win, you know. I kind of helped him a little bit with building his team, so I kind of feel vested in it a little bit. And so I guess if my season ends, I'm going to be living through his, hopefully. But we'll see, guys. We'll see. Pardon me, guys. I have to take a little drink there, a little parched, you know. But, yeah, still waiting here, and hopefully Mike will be able to join us soon. I know he's excited. Can't wait to talk to you guys. Misses you guys, definitely, and can't wait to share some of the things that's happened throughout the week and some of the things we have going forward for CES. But as for now, you know what? I think we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break, and then we'll get back and we'll see. Maybe Mike Michael might be here in time to begin the show. But as for now, Mike Watts' show, as I said before, and we'll be back right after this.
What's up, Terrifics? I'm Michael Artsis. You are the Terrifics. You make Be Terrific special. Thanks so much for joining us. Oh my God, we have had such an amazing whirlwind couple weeks. I was in Turks and Caicos like 4 times in 2 months, something like that. On business, I swear. How many times did I measure the pool? Once. How many times did I measure the ocean? Like 10 times. No, I went in the ocean like twice, I think. I don't know. Maybe once. Only once. No, twice. Twice. And we did this crazy projection mapping job there. And we did broadcast from there. And then I went down last week to do this. I was going to do the show last week, but we wound up doing something with Cumulus and WPLJ for the Children's Specialized Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And it's an amazing hospital that takes care of children who are really in the most need of care. And this event really brightened their lives. It was a Christmas thing, and Colby, it was a, you know, Christmas holiday show, and Colby Kaye performed, and WPLJ and their morning team of Todd and Jade and the rest of the crew were there, and so it was a lot of fun, and I went there and engineered it and hung out with the crew from Cumulus, because we've teamed up with them on Be Terrific to do a lot of cool stuff. So we're doing great stuff here. We're going to be at CES 2017, January 5th through the 8th, and we'll be broadcasting live every day while we're there, starting on January 2nd. We'll be there January 1st, 2nd, 3rd. We travel on the 1st. On the 2nd, we'll be broadcasting live as we set up our set and test and everything like that. We're going to try for the 2nd. Definitely the 3rd, we're going to try for the 2nd. Across the glass, obviously, the man you've been hearing for the last 20 minutes, that is Kevin Foley. Mr. Axel Foley, what's up, Kevin? How you doing? At BeTerrific TV on all social media. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great, Michael. How you doing?
Mic Machine's the real thing. I am doing amazing.
Yeah, I was just talking to the Terrifics, telling them how much we missed them.
You got trouble with the new tongue, Kevin?
No, I'm fine.
All right. I have some announcements to make, some things to make. I'm gonna make something. I just bring it here. I'll make it. Give me something to make. I made some stuff with Jack over the weekend. I was like, I don't even know what I made. You know what I did? I did the dad thing. I did some arts and crafts with him, and then, you know, it was basically stickers, and he was using a piece of paper, and so I was using all the scrap pieces of stickers, and it actually came out pretty good.
Oh, yeah? Love to see it.
Yeah. No.
No?
Maybe.
Maybe? Come on.
All right.
Come on. Give us a view.
We played hockey. We played hockey. Jack is pretty good at passing, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
In the hallway of the building, we probably woke everybody up on Sunday morning. You know, it's crazy. Even my own son, I want to throw a check to.
Oh, man.
I do. Like,
did he throw a check to you?
No. I check myself at the door before I wreck myself.
Oh, man.
I do. But, I, like, when we start horsing around, I want to, like, you know.
That's just
the way I play. We had fun. He's good at passing. He's really, seriously, I'm not kidding. He's getting the hang of it. He doesn't want to, like, maybe get all the tips I'm giving him. But I'm coming at him with a lot.
He has his own flair he wants to throw to it, but that's cool that he's a natural as far as the passing goes.
I've already got him working on the spinorama.
Were you a good passer? Are you a good passer?
I'm a great passer. Okay. In fact, sometimes to my own demise. Last night I played. I wore my new skates for the first time. Oh, my God, I love those skates.
Oh, yeah? How great were they?
First of all, I swear to you, skates can't make you jump higher or run harder. No, that's sneakers, the PF Flyers from Sandlot, which you can buy at the New Balance store on Route 17 here in New Jersey. No, I swear that they can't make you better, but I'll tell you what, I've been on the same skates for 20 years, and then I wear these skates, and they're a lot faster because you got new steel. It's completely different. The other thing is the blade's taller, so I can cut a lot deeper on the ice and turn without being on the boot because my blades were worn down. And additionally, they have you stand different than the old way the skates used to stand. So my skates used to be a lot closer to the ice. I'm standing taller. The rocker is a little bit different. And so I think it makes you a little bit more explosive. You're getting more out of it. It's not, the skate is not faster than the other skate. Maybe the steel's a little bit better. It grabs a little bit better. So maybe it's making you a little faster. But I think that the reality is that it's making me more explosive by the way it's forcing me to stand. So I was a little bit of a duck out of water, but I was actually a lot more explosive.
Okay, that sounds good. How would you compare it to the skates that you've had in the past? Is it like the best pair you've had, or?
Well, I think that's what I was just talking about, Kevin. Is it the best pair of skates I've had? You know, I really love my old skates. I had Graf 707s for 20 years. I had two pairs of them, and I really loved them. And they took forever to break in, and they were like old shoes at this point. But that's what they were. They were old shoes. These are without a doubt. I haven't had new skates in 20 years. They're without a doubt the best skates I've ever owned. What's cool is you can pop out the blade and change it for a new one if I was going to play in a tournament or games back-to-back. And I could always have a sharpened pair of skates. Plus, if I crack a blade, I could replace it, or it gets worn down like my other ones were. I'm told by the referee, who was wearing the same skates, and how I had all the time with the referee was because we, you know, I'll get to that.
Smoozing the referee, huh?
Huh?
Smoozing the referee,
you got to
huh?
Schmooze the referee because I'll explain this. So, the referee was saying he's worn his down in 3 years, and he's just ordered the new pair. These he had the 3 years ago, the same model but 3 years old. And I think that's the thing. I don't think you can wear skates for 20 years anymore. I don't think they make them good enough. Plus, these are all carbon fiber and stuff. That stuff's going to eventually crack. It could get damaged from a puck, or even just get knocked in the bag or something. But I love them. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But I absolutely love them, and I think they're great. They didn't hurt me the way my old skates hurt me when I broke them in. Probably because you bake them now, and you put your foot in them. You get them nice and hot. You put your foot in, and it kind of contours to your foot a little bit. And like I said, I just really loved them. The crazy thing is, the whole story of how I went to buy skates, and they looked at me and said, you don't need those skates. You need like beginner skates, basically. And I got all upset. I'm actually going to meet with the general manager of that store because I wrote them a note. And but anyway, in the meantime, what I wanted to say was, I was sitting on the bench last night between shifts, and I'm thinking, how dare they tell people that you shouldn't have the right skate? First of all, I had club feet when I was born, and they were corrected by surgery. And so my feet tend to want to push to the outside. So I'm in the boot on the bench feeling my feet want to push out. So the skate that gives me the most support is the most important. So they kept saying, like, when I finally got an answer, well, these are too stiff for you, was the answer. They're not too stiff for me. That's what I need. I need all that support. I'm taking the stiffest skate, Kevin, and I'm taping it around the top.
No.
I mean, I'm tying it as tight as I can tie it to the fact that you saw it. I ripped my hand open, right? And then I'm taping it around the top.
Got it. But I have another question.
So I love that they were stiff, and I love – look, I think that they're actually doing people who might be better than they are a disservice by selling them crappier skates. That's the idea.
Hey, so, I mean, you felt good in them. Did you play good in them? That's the question.
I played great. I played really good. We didn't do that well as a team, and this is where I was going to say, to my own demise, I kept looking to pass when a couple times maybe I should have, rushed the puck a little bit more, or I should have shot. But I like to move the puck around. So, I had some, good passes and some good attempts. I didn't score, but I come down the ice. I skate end-to-end with the puck, and I make a nice move, and this guy, a huge guy, stands me up in front, right? Or he tries to hit me, but he stands me up. And I didn't go to the ice, right? Like, I stood up.
Okay.
And then he kind of fell, and I threw him down to the ice. So he got two for checking, and I got two for roughing. And he's like, I'm going to kill you and all that. And I was good. I was laughing at him.
Yeah, you always laugh. You always love when someone tells you they're going to kill you. Like, you need to hear that once a day, right?
I'm laughing at him, Kevin. And so I'm on my way to the penalty box, and he's yelling it, and he's like, I should have hit you harder. And I'm like, because it worked out so well the first time. And he's like, I'm going to kill you. And I'm like, you already tried. Like, you gave me your best. And he was getting – the more I told him that he wasn't capable, the more he was getting angry.
Man, I'm sure. I would be too.
Oh, yeah. So the ref gave him 2 minutes for checking, me 2 minutes for roughing. And then I was talking to him about my skates.
So you guys ended all of that by talking about skates?
Well, we were talking about skates before the game even. The ref came up to me. And then I, when I'm in the penalty box, he comes over and he's like, the guy can't skate. He wasn't trying to hit you. And I'm like, no, that's not true, man. He's like, and he was like, I had to give you a penalty for the roughing. I'm like, yeah, I'm not complaining. You didn't hear me say one word.
He doesn't know that's your second or third home?
No, he knows. He's the one who kicked me out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, so you guys have a history. He knows you.
Yeah, he likes me. I'm not a bad guy.
Iron Mike, right? Is it Iron Mike on ice too?
There you go. Why not?
Okay.
Why not? Yeah, you should have seen. I did sneak an uppercut in there.
Oh man, I'm sure you did.
That's why he was so pissed actually, because I threw him to the ice, and then when he was getting up, I was like, Little crusher. Yeah,
that'd do it.
And with the new gloves, too. I had new gloves on. I didn't love the new gloves. I miss my old leather custom-made. They were custom-made Louisvilles.
These were your first time wearing these gloves? I mean, you have to break them in.
Yeah, they were stiff.
I
know. I was going to break them in with playing in the hall with Jack, but I was told not to wear my hockey gloves in the hall.
Oh, man. Yeah. But that's cool. I'm happy that you got to kind of like get Jack.
Oh, it was awesome.
Get Jack, you know, familiar with playing hockey a little
bit. I want to go play again tonight, tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right now.
Man, you're into it.
Well, I'm always into hockey.
You are, but I guess, I mean, it's awesome. If you can find the
time. No, but
you
know what the thing is that, in all honesty, skating, I'm not kidding you, skating on my old skates was becoming like a chore. So, like, when you skate on the new skates, I don't even care. They could have been the worst model. Just the fact that I could actually turn and have an edge instead of turn and be, like, on my boot. You know, it wasn't as fun.
How long did you have those old skis? I'm sorry
20,
if I missed
20
that.
20 years. Exactly 20 years. 1995, I bought my first pair. Then 96, I bought my second pair. Like, it was like that winter. So it was like right now I bought my second pair, and I think in the fall I bought my first pair. So I had two pairs in the 95-96 season. It's 2016, 2017, so it's like 21 years, yeah.
Wow, I mean, I would say that, yeah, you would do for a new pair of skates, so.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Are we going to wait 20 years before we go for the next pair?
No, I think I'm ready in three, like the ref said.
Oh, man.
We gotta blow Beterovic up so I can just have skates. Like, I want to be like Messier. I want to play with a new pair every game.
Hey, man, do it. I mean, I'm sure.
By the way, I am literally, like, this is the thing. It's all personal preference. Some people want skates that are really broken down. I want the skates that are perfect, like as stiff as can be.
Okay, I mean, yeah, we all have our, like, what
right,
we like
that's
that
it. I want gloves that are broken down like old shoes, but I want skates that are stiff as can be.
Understood, man. We all have our things that are comfortable to us, and that's what works for you.
Right,
you know?
I mean, like, I have shoulder pads. They're probably 30 years old at this point, and they're like kids' shoulder pads. I'm still wearing them. But I did get new elbow pads, but only because my elbow pads were flying off my arm. And I push them up, and then I roll my sleeves into them. I like to have, like, that much skin exposed.
But what's going on with the team, man? How you guys not? Why did you guys not win here? What's
we had
going
a,
on?
Oh my God, we had
chemistry.
No, it's not that. We've got like, it's crazy to explain, but basically we have like all these sub goalies. Every goalies are hard to find, and we have all these sub goalies. And when you get a sub goalie, a lot of times you're getting garbage goalies. I mean, this guy was so bad last night. I'm not kidding. I got in net and saved a couple shots. I swear to you, as I was playing center, I got back and stood in the net and saved shots. And the other thing is, I think I was saying last night, I think we would have been better off if we had traffic cones in the net and just let them have the entire top half of the net.
Wow. So I could have played for my first time ever and been better than that guy, huh?
In goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably could have worn sneakers and been better than him.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the score?
No, I'm not telling you. It was like 7-2.
Ouch.
Yeah.
7-2. Yeah, that's.
No, I'm telling you, every time they took a shot, it went in.
You know, and this is the thing, too. You know, you said it yourself, but I'm going to give you a little grief for it.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be Michael Jordan, and you were LeBron James yesterday.
Listen, first of all, you're right about that. And second of all, the real problem in all practicality is there are two things. One is when the goalie's that bad, it takes the wind out of the team, right? Number one, not me, but the team. Number two, the biggest problem, even if I'm Jordan, like Jordan took a couple of years to be Jordan, right? And it's not because I need a couple of years. It's because you need some support around you. The goalie's got to stop something. Even if I put up six, we still would have lost. So, and also, like, I'm playing men's league hockey. First of all, I'm not on the ice all that much because we have three lines, which is ridiculous. I mean, I need to be on the ice all the time. I was saying last night, this one guy said there's 3:41 left in the game. I said, oh, we're done. You know, we're done for the night. We're not going to get another shift. And then I wound up splitting the last shift with one other guy. Like I said to him, I was getting out there with a minute 50 left. And I said, I'll come in at a minute and give you half the shift so you could have some more ice time. But that's, like, ridiculous, number one. And so somebody was like, oh, well, you can't have a four-minute shift. I'm used to playing men's hockey where my team has five or six guys, and I'm playing the whole game. I will play the whole damn game.
Hey, if the goal is to win the game, the best players need to be
well, but
the
thing is, it's
ice.
Men's league. And then you get, like, well, I paid the same that you paid to play.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get ice time. Like, one guy was complaining that I took too long a shift earlier in the game, and not even, on the line after me. And he's like, dude, the changes should be every 50 seconds. And I'm like, dude, 50 seconds, I mean, I could have three more rushes after that.
You see, that's the problem. Guys play to – guys want to either participate, you play to win.
I play to win.
Exactly.
But then I try to – you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to get all jacked up, or I am going to try to be a good team player, and that's why I try to pass the puck more and all that stuff. I could easily be a puck hog. I mean, I like moving the puck, but I could easily take 20 shots a game.
Yeah, you have to – I mean, I think guys would be happy if the end result is a W. So.
One guy last night – I kept telling him, you got to keep skating. You can't stop. You got to keep skating. And I have him wide open. I lead him. I have this beautiful pass to lead him. And he had stopped skating. He reaches it, tips his end of his stick. He was wide open. Yeah.
Frustrating, man.
Oh, but I had a great pass across the center of the net for him, too. And he, where'd the puck go? Oh, there it is.
This was the first game of the season?
No, we've been playing since September.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is the first game with my new skates.
What's the record?
I don't know. It's bad.
That's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, if you don't know, then, I mean, just no, say you don't know what's
next game, I'm going to turn it on. But I want to go play, like, open hockey this week. Okay. There's a game tomorrow morning, but I got a prior engagement. I was thinking of going early in the morning and playing. Like, driving Jack to school and then running and playing hockey. There's, that'd like, a nice pickup game.
Has Jack ever seen you play?
No, I wanted him to see me play yesterday. It was an early game, 7 p.m., but apparently it was past his bedtime.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyway, love the new skates, and, It was great.
All right, man. So, I mean, it sounds good, but we got to get a score in that in the new skates for next game. I'm requesting that personally. I think me and the Terrifics, I think I'm requesting this on the behalf of the Terrifics.
Yeah.
That you score in those new skates.
I know, but the next game's not until after CES, so I got to pick up a game between now and then.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that open hockey sounds perfect.
Why am I in the mood? I'm in the mood to, like, really, like, lay somebody out right now.
I mean, you look a little tensed up. Shoulders a little
pecked up. Well, we got a lot to do. I got to check these projectors.
Yeah, we have to do that.
I got to get back to the Verizon store because I'm dealing with our Verizon account.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have to deal with my Sprint account, speaking of which.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to go straight talk?
I think I am, man. Yeah. But I'm going to see because
I've tested straight talk. I like it.
Yeah?
I don't know how it is now, but it's, you know, if you get the one that's the AT&T network, you're in good shape.
I mean, it doesn't get much worse than Sprint. So
it either does AT&T or T-Mobile, and you have to find a way to get the – tell them you have a phone locked to AT&T or something. They'll give you the AT&T card.
Okay, I'm going to have to try that.
And then it's – you go to Walmart, and I've tested it. It's really good, and it's $50 a month unlimited, but, you know, like, I don't know, a certain amount of data, they slow you down.
I mean, most of the time when I'm using data, I'm on Wi-Fi anyway, so I don't think that
– there you go.
Yeah, you know, so it doesn't matter.
I'm
looking to break down.
So I got Verizon wrapping our business phone here and our everything into one thing.
All right. So Verizon's taking care of you. They're doing a good job of customer
service.
They're
coming out cheaper. I love AT&T. I really do. I've had nothing to complain about. I'm not completely getting rid of that service for us, but mostly. And basically they're wrapping it all up. It's going to be cheaper than AT&T to begin with. And we're going to get rid of our office phones. Like, we're not getting rid of them. But we're wrapping that up into it. So that's going to save another $100 a month.
Man, I love that.
Yeah.
Saving money. That's
me
awesome.
Too.
I saved some money on my Geico.
You did.
The other day. Yeah, that was awesome.
I spent some money this weekend.
Did you? Only
like $10. But it really frustrated me. Yeah. I'll tell you why it frustrated me.
$10? That frustrated you?
Well, I know. Doesn't that sound crazy?
Yeah, it does sound crazy. I've been to B&H and Best Buy and all these other places with you. So to hit $10.
Well, because I don't like... You know what it is? You got these apps, right? These games. And I hate that they nickel and dime you. Like, if you charge me $100 for the app, I'd be much happier than if you charge me $9.99 and then $9.99 and then $9.99. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Yes, sir.
So I'm a sucker for Mario Brothers. And I've been waiting for this stupid app game, Mario Run, which was just supposed to be the new version of Mario Brothers, on your iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so they give you the game for free and the first like four boards, and I totally became addicted to it. I almost think it's not as good. First of all, why do I have to play with the phone like this instead of like this? I know everybody loves using their phone like this, but why can't I have my choice?
Oh, you can't change it to portrait or landscape?
No, landscape. But look, I'm already on World 6. That's the highest one. So I had to buy the whole thing for $9 to get to that. But look, you don't stop running. I don't have to do anything except for that. It's a little annoying. But I love Mario Brothers. Here we go. I'll show it to you like this. Bump, 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 bump. And then I introduced Jack to this weekend.
Oh, I'm sure he loves it.
He does. He's not supposed to play, though. I shouldn't have done it. I didn't have permission from management. anyway, so this is – my camera's a little bright, by the way, just in case you're wondering at home. keeping score there. Anyway, so you jump. This is level 6. And it's kind of like Mario Brothers, but kind of not. I do miss the controller, man. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, once you've been playing
that. Well, and you can't go backwards, so it's like a little bit more challenging. But anyway, I'm a big Mario Brothers fan.
What level did you get to?
What level did I get to? Well, 6. That's well, but it's really 6. So if I'm on level 6, 1, so that'd be 5 times 4 is 20. And I'm on level 21, basically. Okay. 21 of 24.
Wow, you made some.
But then I'm upset that then I could, like, I'll be on level 21 of 24, but then in a weekend I beat the whole damn game. And I paid $9 for it?
Yeah. Need a little
but
bit more of a challenge.
But isn't that crazy, though? I'm complaining about spending $10, $9.99. Yeah. I really am. I'm horrified about it.
Yeah, I mean, surprising. But I guess I think what you really want is a little bit more of a challenge. Maybe that's just not the game. I know you love Mario Brothers.
No, but I love
it.
It's like old school.
Yeah, it is. But, you know.
But I want that controller.
Not if you're going to beat it in a few days. You
exactly.
That's the point.
But it's fun. You haven't played it. You got to download it. Yeah. Download the free version and then play a couple boards, see if you like it.
Yeah, maybe I have to do that.
You don't play any games.
No, I don't play video games.
You don't?
No.
At all?
No. I used to. I mean, I played 2K before, but that was my
thing. This is much more fun. I will say, it puts a smile on my face.
And I had the original Nintendo back in the day. So.
Speaking of a smile on my face, the Terrifics make Be Terrific special, and I got to give a shout out to the Terrifics because the Terrifics put a smile on my face. Especially JC, who's watching, and of course, Jenny in Finland. In Finland, can you believe that? Digital Phil in Texas. I'm excited. We're going to be at CES. Are you excited for CES, Kevin?
I definitely am, man.
You
especially
are.
After Saturday.
After Saturday?
Yeah, after that snow. I can't wait to get into that warm weather again.
Well, I'm glad your priorities are in the right place. You're like, I can't wait till the warm weather. Yeah, you were in Turks and Caicos and then back to snow, and then we're going to Vegas.
Yeah, so that'd be good. But of course,
it snowed last year during CES in Vegas. It did. I'm serious.
Oh, wow.
Andrea and I walked out of the hotel in the morning before everybody else, like, oh, my God, there's snow on the ground.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That didn't last long, though, did it?
I mean, it lasted while it was freezing. Wow. It was so cold the whole time. It rained, snowed, and it was cold. You better be prepared, buddy. Okay. You bring shorts and a t-shirt, and you walk out there and it's cold, you're going to be very miserable. It doesn't mean it's going to be cold, and it might not be cold the whole time, but, I mean, it could be cold. It could snow. We saw snow.
You know what? Now that you should tell me, I'm definitely going to be prepared. Yeah. When we went to Vegas the first time, I think it was NAB last year.
It was
a bit cold
chilly.
Out there.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, it's not freezing. Jenny says he fixed some part of it. I don't know what that means. I got that notification on my watch. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
How do you like your Apple Watch?
I love my Apple Watch. Thank you, Mr. Artist, for this great gift. I'm like a kid in the candy shop with this thing. I'm all in it all the time. My girlfriend's like, will you talk to me? Will you look me in the eye while you're talking to me instead of just kind of like being in his phone all day?
Hold on. Uh-huh.
Honestly, I use it unnecessarily. Like, it's times where I can do things with my phone, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to use my phone. I'm going to use my watch.
Like, hey, Siri, I get the front desk to call up my car with this. That's what I like.
Nah, that's awesome.
I have a valet at the building.
Oh, nice. No, but I
it's
love
great.
The watch, man.
You know why I like the valet? I'm such an idiot. Do you know why I like the valet?
Why do you love the valet?
It saves me about 4 minutes. If I go to get my car, like the elevator's really slow, it's about 4 minutes to get my car, walk to the car. It's not about the walking or anything, but I'm always like running everywhere.
No, I mean, time's important.
So if my car's waiting, boom, I'm out of there.
Time efficiency, man. Yeah. It helps. Every minute counts.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes! Oh, my God, I got to get a new suitcase. They broke my suitcase.
Oh, yeah, I saw that thing.
Oh, it's even worse, Kevin. The wheel's like all messed up.
Oh, it's worse?
Oh, on the way back, the wheel's like, it's 3 wheels instead of 4.
Time for that thing to go.
But the thing is, like, I've been through 5 suitcases in 2 years. So now I went from, like, I had a really nice suitcase that had seen better days to let's just get cheap suitcases. Now I've gone through 5. I've spent the equivalent of buying a nice suitcase. So I'm going to buy a nice suitcase again and hope that it lasts. But I don't know that it will. And I'm just worried. They kind of destroy your luggage. Now Adam and Jason are telling me you got to get one of these duffels with a hard bottom and, like, a soft top. And then I'm worried my stuff's going to get crushed, but it seems to work for them, and it's somewhat reasonable. You can get a good brand reasonably, and I've never used that before. So then I go back to these hard cases, but every one of the hard cases are semi-hard cases. I get smashed.
I mean, it sounds like the duffel was the way to go. You've already tried the suitcases, and we see how that resulted. So.
We did use a duffel in Turks for extension cords, and that was fun. Yeah.
But and that's still intact, right?
It is, yeah. So, yeah. But is it me? Is it that I pack too much in the bag? Like, my bag always is at the limit, the weight limit, sometimes above. But they're also saying I could fit more shoes in the other bag.
I mean, I think
I like to bring a lot of shoes and a lot of suits on all these trips.
No, you like
for
that?
Turks.
Options, man. Options. Got to have options.
You know, I'm on air.
You know, but no, I think that you do pack a lot, but you also travel a lot. So right. The wear and tear is going to catch up. So
I do travel. But I know. But these guys travel. I mean, Adam travels almost as much as me, and Jason travels more than me.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I would take their word. Duffel is the way to go. Sounds like.
Really?
I mean, if they travel a lot,
I gotta check it out. I don't know. There's gotta be like, so it's like the skates too. You know how nervous I was last night to put those skates on?
Yeah.
Like, what if I don't like them? What if they're not good? What if?
But you kind of know as soon as you put your feet in them.
Well, yeah. You know what the crazy thing is? I wear like a 9.5 shoe. I wear a 6.5 skate because I like it to be crammed. I really feel like I could have worn a half size smaller.
Wow, that's a big difference, like between the two.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Now, you really like it crammed. Like, I mean.
Geez, yeah.
Toes can't move.
No, I want you have better control with a smaller skate.
Okay.
I mean, it's all good. I was happy. I loved it.
Yeah, I think that's probably why you're so excited. That's why you want to play today.
I want to go play right now. Yeah. Okay, you want to know how excited I am? I brought the skates upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, to air out. I'm going to treat them really good.
Sure you will. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, hey, if you can hold on to a pair of skates for 20 years, I have no doubt that you're going to take care of these.
I'm building a cubby in my bedroom for my skates, like a locker. This is going to be my personal like locker, like in the Rangers locker room.
Oh, man, you love those
I'm
skates.
Telling you, I would die to have a hockey rink in my house. Like, I'd love to have a personal hockey, my own hockey rink.
I mean, add it to the list of things to come, man. You can get
one. I got to have my – but I don't want it to be like other people can skate on it. My friends, yes, but I don't want it to be like open to the public.
Oh, no? I mean, no. Yeah, of course. Just your friends, you know. Come over.
I want my own rink. I want the locker room. I want, like, stall showers. I got it mapped out. I know how the showers should be. It's this.
You already have it designed.
Oh, yeah. Daryl Strawberry had his celebrity golf tournament one year at this place, and they had great showers. They weren't like – it wasn't like a community shower. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You know, because I don't like the community shower. I don't.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I hate that.
Who designed that? Why couldn't they just make individual stalls?
I mean, because they don't care too much.
It's a prison shower in a gym, but I'm not in prison.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that stuff.
Yeah.
Not at all. I hate it.
Right.
I hate public bathrooms too.
Me too.
Like all that. You know.
So I'm in the hotel. I wear the flip flops in the shower.
Yeah, definitely.
You do that?
I tried to if I bring a pair, but I didn't bring some when we went to Turks and Caicos, so that was really bad experience.
Oh, that was a horrible. The last time I stayed at the Gansevoort, you would have been okay there. But this time the event was at the Gansevoort, so we stayed somewhere else. Dude, I didn't even have hot water in that shower.
Oh, man.
It was
being
at camp.
Yeah, I mean, it was some days I did and other days I didn't. Most days I did not. So.
Yeah.
But what water is a luxury over there? So I guess it was some.
Is it?
Table. Yeah,
it's a luxury.
What was one of the notes that were left in my hotel room?
Was water is a luxury?
Yeah, water is a luxury here in Turks and Caicos.
Oh,
so
please,
we really treat it with delicate
no,
care.
No, that's what all the hotels.
Blah, 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 blah,
Kevin,
blah.
Kevin, the hotels all say that so you won't run up their water bill.
Okay, well they didn't have to worry about that.
If they give me hot water, I might not have run up their water bill for an hour trying to get it hot.
Yeah, I definitely spent time trying to.
Dude, you knocked on my door. You're like, "Could I take a shower in your room?" I'm like, "I don't have hot water either."
I mean, it was better than mine's.
No, not after that day. Not after that day.
I used up all your hot water?
You used up all my hot water.
Or maybe it was that loudmouth across from us.
Oh, my God. How funny was that?
That was really funny.
Am I not a jerk? Mm. Should we tell the Terrifics what I did?
I think he's a jerk. I wouldn't say you're a jerk.
This guy had a room right next to, like, it was the weirdest thing. We had like a three-bedroom suite. So Kevin had one room. I had one room. Some guy we don't even know had another room, and his room was locked. Don't ever go to the Reef Residence, I guess, is what I'd say. I mean, you're going to get cold water, a horrible experience in a filthy place with lots of friends.
And no Wi-Fi, by the way.
Dave had, well, would you rather have no Wi-Fi or roaches?
I'd rather have.
Dave had the roaches.
I'd rather have no roaches and Wi-Fi.
Me too.
Why can't we just have it all?
So anyway, we're at the Reef Residence, and this guy is just, we're getting like 4 hours of sleep in like 33 hours, right? Something crazy. We worked for 33 hours
insane.
Straight, slept for four, then we worked for 33, slept for four, then we worked for 22, then we packed for seven, and then we slept for a little bit. And this guy was yelling and screaming at his wife on the phone. She's yelling and screaming back. It's on speakerphone. He's complaining about, he was one of the band members for this project. And he was complaining. To this day, I don't know who he is. Complaining about everything and his colleagues and, oh my God. So I knock on his door. I'm like, buddy, could you just keep it down? I'm trying to sleep. No, he just was even worse. So we come back, middle of the night one night, like 7 in the morning,
yeah, something 6
in
like
the morning.
That, yeah.
And we've got like an hour to shower and change. And I'm just like yelling at Kevin, just not yelling at him like he did something wrong, like yelling like everything, like, hey, Kevin, but as loud as I could possibly. And do I have a booming voice?
I mean, you do. This is what you do.
Just as loud as I can be, like, Kevin, hey, man, what time do we have to be back again? But as loud as I can. And then I'm announcing the Knicks lineup. From Syracuse University at point guard, number 7, Carmelo Anthony. But again, as loud as I can.
And, of course, I was forced to try to match that as much as I can. So we were both talking.
But see, for me, it came off like I was just yelling. For you, it came off like you were really trying to be loud.
Yeah. I
mean, it was fun, though.
At that point, I didn't care. He didn't seem to care. He was very inconsiderate. So.
We definitely woke him up. I saw the light come on under his door.
Good. Deserved it.
Exactly.
You know? I didn't want to hear Dr. Oz.
Oh, my God. When I was so tired.
Everything was loud.
I was going to break down his door.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we were sleeping on, like, you know, a couple hours. We were getting a few hours of sleep.
33 hours of work, 4 hours of sleep. 33 hours of work, 4 hours of sleep. 22 hours of work, 7 hours of sleep. Very physical labor and hot sun.
Yes. Oh. Very tiring. And those stairs were no joke.
No joke. And I did like 35,000 steps one day, 50,000 steps another day. I was climbing on roofs.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I mean, I was there. I saw you.
I know.
I mean, you were doing it all. I mean, I think we all were. I mean,
no. Dave was doing it all. I was just.
Oh, yeah, Dave. Shout out to Dave, man.
I was pretending to do it all. No, I was doing a lot. I just, you know, I can't match Dave. I'm not a guy who can cut and saw and sand. It's
yeah,
not
you
me.
Guys, me either. But,
oh, you stained a lot of wood.
I stained a lot of wood and nailed some, nailed a lot of, like, plastic and things like that. And I was doing all types of things, man. Things I've never done before in my life or even thought that I would be doing.
The only thing I don't get, Kevin, hey, can you get me a roll of tape? 40 minutes later, you show back up. What was going on with that tape? Did you ask the locals to make you some tape?
I mean, one major exaggeration there.
It's not. Dave and I were like, where did Kevin go to get that tape?
Two.
Yeah.
The mics, we couldn't hear each other. We have all this going on. I have guys that are upstairs that are screaming at their other colleagues
tell
about lighting and issues like that.
Just tell them to shut up for a minute.
I mean, everyone's, you know, everybody's trying to make things work.
Yeah, you just say, hey, guys, give me a second. Like, can you quiet down for 1 second? I'm trying to hear the radio.
We had that. And by the way, you know, it's three of us and we're doing all this work. So things are all over the place. We have to look for things and stuff like that. So
but we had the tape in one spot.
No, we did not. I don't. Where,
it was in the control room.
One, you are way off with that one. Sir.
How many places did you have to go to find that tape?
Nowhere, actually. The tape, I knew.
So you just made it worse for yourself.
No, the tape, finding the tape wasn't an issue. I couldn't hear, you know, what was being
said. All we
said
was, get us tape.
Yeah, but you guys are downstairs, there's music blaring, and I have this guy up there that's screaming at his colleague about lighting, so I couldn't hear. And I asked him to repeat himself. Finding the tape wasn't an issue.
The lighting was such a mess, right? Those guys, they're bored.
I mean, it turned out.
We had technical problems, too. I mean, all that salt water and coming through the air and, you know, the heat and all that stuff, but they really had trouble with that that lighting board. They
not
were
when
great
it was
guys,
game time.
Too. They know what they're doing.
When it was game time, we were on.
Yeah.
I think that we did a great job.
No,
with that.
But before that, we
you know preparation.
Dave was making fun of how many restarts we had to do to the Macs.
No, it was a lot.
It was crazy. 3 Mac Pros. We did a good job, though.
No, we did a great job.
We got to show the Terrifics the video.
Yeah, I think we did a great job.
Jenny says, Kevin the Mastermind.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I didn't get caught that too many times during that trip, but I appreciate hearing that from you, Jenny.
Oh, no, you didn't. You and Dave were like oil and vinegar. Oil
yeah,
and
you can
water.
Say that.
He likes you, though.
I like him, too.
Yeah. I just, you're not snappy enough for him.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he's too snappy for me. So,
you know what? I'm sure there's something you're better at than he is.
Probably.
Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly. So that's all. He just has no patience. It was hard to have patience.
Yeah, you know. But you know what the thing is? Yeah. This is it. We did a great job there. We learned a lot. And the next time, it'll be even better because we'll know, like, a little bit more of what to expect and what's needed and things like that.
Yes.
But it was great, though. It was a great experience.
And yes.
And by the way, even so, I learned a lot from Dave, too.
You did learn a lot, right?
Yeah. So
it's awesome.
All in all.
That's awesome. I'm looking at our Slack chat. It's just great to see the Terrifics in there. It's really awesome. Oh, this is another thing I found out. I told everybody last year at CES, we did amazing numbers. I said, this is the last time I'm going to publicly announce our numbers. But there is something I want to be, I want to say that I'm proud of. I found out that we do better on a daily basis than a lot of stations in the New York area. That's the number one market. So it's all thanks to you, the Terrifics. So I want to just kind of thank you, tip my hat to that, say this is awesome. On a daily basis, we have better viewership than stations in New York have audience.
I mean, that's awesome, man.
I'm not talking publicly about our numbers. I don't want to boast. It's enough. We're in the millions. It's all everybody has to know from now on. If you're a potential advertiser, you know, I've granted the ad sales team to talk numbers, but other than that, we're not publicly talking numbers.
Understood. Yeah. And thank you again. Thank you to the Terrifics, man. They've been great all year.
Every year they've been amazing. This is why we do that. They make Be Terrific special.
No, they really do.
Yeah,
I'm definitely grateful for the Terrifics.
I'm still waiting for Ben to come in here and apologize to me for saying I wasn't going to score on Brianne though.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did say that. Right?
I think if I had my new skates, then I might have had three more goals.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what Brianne feels about how she feels about that.
I think she's ready for round two.
I mean, I think it's time. It's about time for that.
We got to wait till her season dies down. But I want to go see her play. I really do.
Yeah.
Now I also got a better stick, too.
Okay, so.
Because I got the stick like a year ago.
Got new gloves. You got a better stick. Yeah. You have the skates. I mean, you seem like you're armed and you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's just get on the ice. Kevin, when are we teaching you how to play?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we got to figure that out.
We got to teach you how to play. What do you want to play? What position?
Center.
You want to be the
I want to be all over the place. Yeah,
you want to be the guy who skates the absolute most.
Yeah, I want to do the most. You know, I want to be all over the place. I want to score. You know, I want to score a lot. So I think centers score a lot to my knowledge. Right?
No. I mean possibly. But
what does Ovechkin play?
He's a winger, man.
Okay, I'm a winger because I like Ovechkin a lot. So I want to be like him.
Yeah, I think he's a left winger.
All right, put me on the wing, man.
Hold on.
Put me on the wing.
Put you on the wing, then.
Like my man Alex.
How do you spell here we go. Alexander Ovechkin. Washington Capitals. He's the captain. He's a left winger. I was right. Yeah, he shoots right. See, I like if I'm playing wing, I like playing the left wing, shooting right. I shoot right as well.
Oh, you're right shooting. Can you shoot left?
No.
You can't shoot left?
No.
Because, you know, in basketball, you can use both hands. I'm not sure how hockey goes.
Well, first of all, I'd have to have two different sticks, but there is no way I could shoot left. Okay. That's the one thing if I played goalie I'd have trouble with. Because as a goalie, you've got to, you know, you put your right hand down low, and then you've got to, yeah, there's no way I could do that.
But there are players who can do that, right? Like, they can play with both hands?
No.
No,
you don't need to. There's no reason to play with both hands, play both ways, lefty and righty.
Okay.
You would never do that in hockey.
All right. I'm just thinking tactfully. Like it
but the stick has a curve. You're going to use the wrong curve and go, why? It's not like an advantage. I mean, if I'm playing the left side and I'm a righty, I see it as an advantage because it comes at a weird angle for the goalie when you shoot.
Okay.
Plus, right. I see it as an advantage because I think I can protect the puck better.
Yeah, I mean, you think you can do everything better. You're supremely confident.
Your confidence radiates in hockey. So this is what I do. I'm playing the left side, right? I get the puck. I'm coming down the left side. And I'm leaning this way as I'm cutting with a guy leaning into me. As I'm leaning this way, it's my right side. It's my stronger side. So I'm leaning this way, protecting the puck, and I'm taking my right hand and I'm pushing him away like a stiff arm in football, right? I'm knocking his stick away. I'm pushing him away. And then I come around, I put my hand on my stick, and then I shoot it. That's a lot easier for me than being on the right side leaning left and fighting him off with my left side. I'm not as strong on my left side, so it's harder. So I like playing the left side so I can lean this way. Also, when I'm shooting, if I come on the goalie, it's a weird angle coming at him as opposed to he's watching it the whole way.
Understood.
Yeah, so I'm saying I can protect the puck better than somebody else. I'm saying I can protect the puck better on the left side because I can lean this way and use my body to protect the puck.
I mean, it works better for you. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with saying that you can protect it better than somebody else.
I'm not saying
that. You know what? You probably feel that way, but you're not going to say it.
No. I'm not saying that I have a problem saying that, but that's not what I was saying. I just want to clarify.
I totally understand what you were saying.
And I also like playing center.
Okay. Is that your What is that your position of choice? Your best position?
I like left wing or center. I'm fine with either. When the guy who's playing center, if I'm not playing center, isn't winning faceoffs, I want to play center.
Man, you want to play center. When a guy's giving up goals, you want to play goalie.
I do want to play goalie when the guy's giving up goals. And I did. I jumped in there. Last night, the guy would lay down when they would go behind the net. He'd just lay down on one side and then leave the hole. And I just said, all right, you get that side, I'll get this side.
Man, I did. Is that how you said it?
It's exactly what I said to him. I said, you take that side, I got this side.
I mean, I understand. 7-2, I mean.
Yeah, I blocked like 4 goals, by the way. Seriously, I'm not kidding.
So it would have been worse.
Absolutely.
So I guess next game going forward, this adjustment is going to be for me.
By the way, I don't think I'd be the best goalie ever. That's not what I'm saying. I think I was – I don't know if I'd be better than this guy even. But, you know, I made some saves.
I mean, well, when somebody gets compared to Cones.
Exactly. This guy was terrible. You know what? I would have been better than him. Yeah. I'm telling you, Kevin, you would have been better than him, and you just learned to catch a baseball.
Yeah, so – It's pretty bad.
I did fire one slap shot last night, Janny. It was a rocket. Hit the guy right in the face mask. Would have gone in if it didn't.
Sheesh.
I lit him up, though. He didn't like it.
I'm sure he didn't. I mean.
You know what I did? I took the slap shot, and then I chased the slap shot down for a rebound, and then it like hit him in the face, and then he fell on it. And then I did what's called a snow job. Have you ever heard of that?
No, what's that?
That's when you skate like right up to the goalie and you slam on the brakes, which means you stop.
Oh.
And you create all that mist of snow. But if you're a goalie and you're laying on the ice, that's all in your face.
I think I have seen that before. One of my favorite childhood movies, Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, probably. I once got called for a unsportsmanlike conduct for that play.
I mean, once. I'm not surprised to hear that.
No, once.
Once.
It's worth it, though. You really get into the other player's head. Yeah. So once in my career, I've been called for that.
Oh, once in your life? Once in your career?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
No. Once in my life for that as a penalty.
Okay.
Not that I've – I'm sure I've got – I don't even know. I don't think I get unsportsmanlike conducts a lot. I get a lot of – I get a lot of roughing, a lot of fighting, a lot of
– time in the penalty box, huh?
I do get a lot of misconducts, but not unsportsmanlike conduct. Misconduct is, you know, if you you can get – okay, so you can get a 5-minute misconduct, you can get a 10-minute misconduct, and you can get a game misconduct. Game misconduct is the showers. 10-minute misconduct, I've gotten probably the
most. Have you ever got the game misconduct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, if you fight in like men's league, you get a game misconduct.
Oh, man, what fun is that? That's the part of hockey. I would probably enjoy that the most.
I do.
Yeah.
No, I enjoy scoring the most.
Yeah. I mean, I
enjoy passing and setting somebody up. I hate when they don't score, though. Like last night, I beat like everybody. I made this great move, and then I center the puck, and the guy just goes, whiff.
That's frustrating because the pass.
And then I get to the bench,
finish.
And he's like, that was the greatest pass I've ever gotten. And I'm like, do you think you could have put it in the net?
It was too good for him. He was so amazed by the pass, he didn't even know what to do.
You're laying on the ice, your head's like on the ice because you've been hit, but you got the puck off before, you know, and you're laying on the ice, and as you're – like getting up and the guy whiffs on it and you're like, what do I got to do?
Yeah, that's tough. Put it right there for him, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you did what you could.
That's
but
it.
Like all I'm going to say is.
That was my best play as a quarterback ever.
All I'm going to say is less LeBron James,
more Michael
Jordan. That's it.
That was my best play as a quarterback ever. I got to try the spinorama on these new skates. I didn't try that. My best play as a quarterback ever. I throw a great pass as I'm getting hit. I move out of the pocket. I throw this great pass, perfect spiral. I watch it go into the guy's chest, and then I'm on the turf. And then I get up. I get up and I'm downfield. You know,
that's the absolute worst.
And they're like, no, where are you going? And I'm like, what do you mean where I'm going? The guy caught the ball, and then the guy gets in the huddle. I'm like, what happened? He's like, I dropped it. What do you mean you dropped it? I saw it hit your numbers. He's like, yeah, I dropped it.
That's the worst. You take a hit and you don't even make the catch.
It was like,
come on.
You know, one of those, man.
Yeah, you gotta finish that.
That was the worst. Came up with mud all over the helmet.
Yeah, that's tough. I'd be frustrated with that too.
Pulling the grass out. Yeah.
Frustrating.
Yeah. Janny is hitting me with like a million messages. Oh, Paul Dixon's in the chat. All right, Paul. Look at that. What's up, Paul? Paul Dixon across the pond.
Hey, Paul.
Yo, oh my God. Should I tell them the custom story? A little bit of the I don't want to give the whole custom story.
Yeah, give it to them.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Because I got to thank my man, Kurt, who we're going to have on the show, from ATA Carne.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know about – don't give him half the story. If you're going to give it to him, give it to him.
How about I wait for Kurt to come in?
That sounds better. Then we'll just save it.
We'll tell the whole story. But I will say we talked to the CEO of ATA Carne in London. He could have said hello to Paul Dixon. Kurt, we're going to get him on. Tomorrow we have a guest in studio, by the way. It's a surprise guest. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, not even me?
Well, you off air.
Okay.
You got to prepare for the show, buddy.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to hearing who you got.
Yeah. Anyway, so this was a lot of fun. Playing and all that. Yeah. Okay, more Michael Jordan. I got it.
More Michael Jordan. Yeah.
After I hit him right in the face mask with the goalie with that puck, I was like, I want to light him up.
You want to, yeah. I mean, lighting up is your thing. You definitely want to do that.
I had such a nice shot in warm-ups, a couple of good shots. I had a couple of good shots in the game. The goalie just saved him.
Hey, man. So when do you guys play again?
January 15th.
January 15th.
Well, January 3rd, but I'll be in Vegas.
Yeah, be in Vegas then.
I was thinking, like, there's a hockey rink in Vegas. Maybe we should all go. I'll bring my skates.
Hey, man.
But I'll bring my old skates. I don't want a chance that, like, the baggage people screw up my new skates.
You can't do that.
No.
Oh, you still have the old ones. You're going to hold on to those things.
I think I'm going to bring them into the office and tack them up on the wall or something. I can't part with them. They're like museum pieces.
Those skates have held you down for some time.
I know.
Been through a lot of wars with you.
I got two pairs, and I got the gloves I cannot get rid of. They got my name on them. They were custom made for me.
Yeah, you have to break in these new ones, though.
I don't like the new ones. I'm never going to like them. They're like this fabric. I want leather.
All right.
Yeah, I was told, got to kill a cow for that. And it's true. We got to kill a cow for that. So I went with the fabric ones. They weigh a lot less. That's what's supposed to be a big deal. I don't know. That stuff never really fazed me. I never, like, the skates weigh a lot less. I don't think that affects my game. Do you think it affects my game?
I would think so. It makes you lighter. I mean,
really? I mean, they weigh a lot less, like pounds less.
So you didn't feel quicker or anything?
I felt quick as could be on those skates.
Yeah, so definitely.
I think it's all the metal, though.
Probably so.
Yeah. What's up, Paul Dixon? Where's CJ? Yes, we're going to CES. I've been talking about it all show long. Yes.
It's going to be my first CES, too, so it's going to be awesome.
Yes, yes. It is going to be your first CES? Yes. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Yes! Did you hear, by the way, I heard that Don Imus fired Warner Wolf, my hero, one of my heroes.
Oh, did he? No.
This was Warner Wolf. The Mets up 2-0 in Atlanta. Let's go to the videotape. Was that a good Warner Wolf?
Honestly, I'm not even familiar with Warner Wolf.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I know Don Imus, but Warner Wolf, I'm not that familiar
with. You don't know Warner Wolf?
No. You look so disappointed in that. I'm sorry. Don Imus, I know.
You know Don Imus, but not Warner Wolf?
Yes.
You call yourself a New York sports fan?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You grew up in this area. You don't know who Warner Wolf is?
I don't know Warner Wolf.
And that line didn't trigger it for you?
But I didn't watch a lot of baseball. I mean, I watched baseball, but I wasn't like a, you know.
It doesn't have to be baseball.
Did he do football and basketball?
He was a sports guy on local, like, I think he was on CBS for like 40 years.
Yeah, CBS radio, right?
No, TV.
Okay.
Let's go to the videotape. That was his big line.
You know, if I saw him, I'd probably recognize him, but.
But the line didn't get you?
No. Sorry, it doesn't.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't know.
I just found out that he got fired. Sad.
What caused it? I mean, just.
He got put out the pasture.
Aw.
Like 2 months left on his contract, too. They could have just let him, like, ride it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a sad day. It's a sad week in sports. Did you hear about Craig Sager?
Yeah, Craig Sager.
Man, that was sad.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, I had to address that at the top of the show.
Maybe I should wear, like, a purple suit in honor of Craig Sager.
That'd be
did
right.
You like Craig Sager? I didn't. I mean. Not as a person. I mean, as an analyst, or as a court reporter on court. Reporter.
I don't think he asked anything that was particularly more insightful than anyone else.
I know Popovich hated him. I didn't like him as a reporter. I didn't think he was good, but he did. By the way, did you know this? He was one of the first guys to ask Henry Aaron, about the home run.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
He was in that thing on the field.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but he died too young, and he was a nice guy, and I love that he had flair.
Yeah, flair. You know what? He was himself, and you know that's he stood out because he was himself, and he wasn't afraid to be himself.
And then Joe McKnight was shot in a road rage incident. That was sad.
That was very sad.
What a great guy Joe McKnight was.
Yeah, you knew him personally, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I knew him well. I know some guys well. I did not know him well, but I knew him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
And then one of the other former Jets died. I can't even remember his name. That's sad, though. You know?
It is sad. You know, anytime when people are passing before their time at such young ages, it's going to be something that's sad. So.
Very true. Paul Dixon brought up a good point. We lost a lot of big names in 2016. We absolutely did. It was a really hard year.
Muhammad Ali.
I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
That was.
You think you could do Muhammad? Like, can you impersonate him? Yeah, I'll do Howard if you can do him.
My impressions suck, man.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
Because I think I could do a Howard Cosell.
I mean, you're good at impressions. Let's hear the Howard Cosell. Let's go for it.
Well, I could do a Monday Night Howard Cosell. Definitely. Well, I might be able to. This is the Thriller in Manila. They've got the best champions in the world taking on each other too. Monsoon of fighters, welcome to Africa. See, I don't do it as good as Monday Night Football. I can get into the Monday Night. Dun, 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 dun. Hello again, everybody. I'm Howard Cosell. Welcome to a colossal matchup of two Titan teams here in the NFC East National Football Conference. This is a playoff matchup of all implications in the regular season. The Giants from New York take on the Cowboys of Dallas. And the Giants have a lot of work coming into the game 9-5. With the Cowboys coming into the game a mere 14-1. This will determine who will lead the NFC East.
That was good.
Was it?
Good. No, it was. Honestly, it really was good. I mean, compared to the other Cosell.
Well, I never practiced the other one.
Yeah, so that was good.
I practiced my Michael Buffer a lot.
Oh, Michael Buffer, I mean.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah. Bowie, Prince, Gene Wilder. Keep it coming, Paul Dixon. We did lose him a lot. I can't remember
the long list. It's a lot.
I forget. Like, it's so sad. Out of sight, out of mind. That's why I've always wanted to be in a movie so I could be immortalized forever. I just need, like, one scene because then I'm always in that movie.
What kind of movie?
Like a blockbuster.
I mean, action.
Romance. Yeah, like I'd love to be in Die Hard 44, Speed 18, you know, something like that. But like I don't want a sci-fi movie. I don't want to be in Terminator. You know, because that's going to have a shelf life.
Yeah,
or like I could be in a great comedy. Like no, because comedies go away. Because like Ace Ventura, who's talking about Ace Ventura 20 years later?
Yeah, nobody is, even though it's
Rocky.
A classic.
I could be in Rocky. I'll be the ring announcer.
Rocky.
Rocky like 1800.
Did you like the new Rocky?
Creed.
Creed.
Yeah. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't what I wanted.
Just didn't live
I told you, like, Stallone, I didn't think his acting was that good, and the kid wasn't that good, and the script could have been better.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, you know, hey.
The way it was talked about, I expected more. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Though. Maybe exactly. If I didn't hear so much about it, I would have liked
sure.
it more.
Sure. Absolutely. I agree. Yes! All right, what did you want, my Michael Buffer?
Yeah, let's hear Buffer. Why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada. Where legends are made. Tonight's fight, 12 rounds of professional boxing, brought to you by the King of Beers, Budweiser, and Showtime. It actually would be HBO, because Buffer doesn't do Showtime. That would be Jimmy Lennon Jr. It's Showtime! That would be Jimmy Lennon Jr. Coming in from the red corner, hailing from Mexico City, Mexico, weighing 138 and one quarter pounds, the champ. 115 wins, 5 losses, and 1 defeat, 1 tie. I was going to say he's got 75 wins by way of knockout. Julio Cesar Chavez. There you go.
Not a bad Buffer.
Yeah, there you go. Coming in from the blue corner from Wichita, Kansas. Weighing 139 and two quarter pounds, which would be one half, with a professional record of 39-0-1, from the great state of Kansas, Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker. There you go. And then he would go, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready. But I can't say the last word, because if you say it together, then he could sue us.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that? He trademarked that.
I knew he trademarked it. Wow, yeah. That's
yeah. So I could say, now I could probably say it. You think it's now's enough time has passed? Because I could say, let's get ready, but then I have to wait for the, you know? He gets like $1 million every time he says
that's
that.
That's insane, yeah. That's
He's a cool crazy. Dude, though. I like Michael Buffer.
Oh, you've met him?
Yeah. I made him do it. I met him at the MTV. See, this was before he was like huge.
Yeah.
I met him at the MTV Music Awards after party in like 95, 96.
Yeah.
And we're at the bar together. And I was like, Michael Buffer. You know, I was like 15, so I'd be like, Michael Buffer, what's up, dude? And I was like, come on, do it.
He did it.
Come That's on, nice. One time. And he was like in a tuxedo. He's with this, like, you know, ring girl. It's like, she's like, come on, Michael. And he's like, all right, let's get ready to rumble.
Oh. You can add another word to it now.
I don't think I finished.
Yeah, you didn't finish.
I didn't even do it that good. But anyway, he did it great, yeah.
No, I'm sure he did. No.
I want to bring that mic down from the ceiling and, you know, do the whole thing.
He's a legend, man.
Yeah, he is. He's the best. He's the best there is.
He is that.
Yes.
He is that.
And then, I used to have a lot of fun at the MTV Music Awards, the after party.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do another MTV Music Awards.
Hanging out with Leanne Rimes, which, you know, she was starting to rise.
Take off a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, Elton backstage, he didn't like me. I was in his way.
He was in his way? Who is this kid?
Get him out. I wasn't hanging out with Elton, like, I was in his way. He was like,
get out of here, kid.
I still like Elton.
Do you? Like his music, or you like him?
I don't know if I like him. I like his music. Yeah. I don't really have a problem with him. I mean, that was my only interaction with Elton ever.
Yeah, it could have been nicer.
But, I mean, in all fairness, I don't know.
You're a kid. 15 years
old. Yeah. He was nicer than Gretzky.
Oh, Gretzky wasn't.
Gretzky looked. Well, I've had a couple of experiences with Gretzky. Gretzky's been nice a couple times and not so nice a couple times.
Depends on what day you catch
him. I have a pretty sharp tongue, too.
Oh, wow. So you gave him a lashing back? Not a lashing, but you.
What are you looking at, kid? Nothing. Why are you staring at me? Because I used to like the greatest hockey player ever.
Wow. Man, he has that kind of attitude?
Oh, he can. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not cool.
But I've had some good times with Gretzky, too, so I can't really say much.
Mm.
And by good times, I mean, like, I turned him down for fitting him and his, well, not him, his kids and his wife for skates when I worked at Cosby's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, see you later. It's my day off. He's like, no. The great one wants you to, you know, I'm like, the great one wants me to do what?
The great one.
Yeah. The great one wants me to put skates on his wife and kids. Like, told you, it's my day off. I'll see you later.
Most would be honored.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, but I signed 2 pucks the last time I was in here. Yes. And I sold you like 10 jerseys and 4 hats at half price. Mm-hmm. He had a 6 3/4 head. That blew my mind.
Wow. Remember.
He was like, yeah, you got 6 3/4? I don't know about that. Here you go. I was like, I thought that was for your kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Janny's blowing up the Slack chat. Let me see what he's saying. Who is working? Who is lurking? I don't know. I can't follow this. Oh, my God. That's right. And we lost Lee Rareman. I was thinking about him the other day. I saw him in a commercial.
Oh, yeah?
Hawk, yeah, from the American Gladiators.
Yeah, I remember we lost him.
Oh, that was so sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah. Lee Rareman. Oh, I love Lee. What a great guy.
Hey, but new year.
What are you going to do? That's right. Anyway, yeah. Oh, my God, I just remembered. I have like a million emails to send. What time is it? 5:14? 4:14. All right, I got to go, though. We're doing another show tomorrow. We've given them an extra 15 minutes for the 15 minutes I was late. So it's like officially an hour now, right?
Officially, yes, sir.
Yeah. Are you going to get on the Mario Run? It's called Mario Run. Is that correct?
Yeah, I might download it and give it
a still got to call it Mario Brothers, you know?
Yeah, it's classic. That's we grew up on.
It's my shirt button. I was just looking at the monitor. I didn't think it was button. All right. Yes. Let's go to the videotape. We don't even have videotape anymore.
Yeah.
What would we say? How could we replace that? Let's go to the digital clip.
Yeah, that sounds more fitting.
Let's go to the file.
Let's go to the stream.
All right. Holtz. Where's Holtz? Get Holtz in here. Holtz. He's going to have to be the judge because you don't even know who Warner Wolf is.
Yeah. Where is Adam?
Adam! I like doing Kevin! Much better. Ugh. We lost too many this year.
Better ring to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Paul tried Mario Run. He thought it was just okay. That's what I was saying.
Just okay.
Well, I want the controls. I want the controls. I want to be able to go backwards. I want to control my speed. I want to jump when I want to jump. And I want the controller. And I want to turn my phone sideways. I don't want to just be in portrait. Hey, I got a lot of complaints. But I'm sure you're not the only one,
so they'll probably make that fix.
It's something, and there are not enough levels. Not enough levels, not enough challenge. Yeah, why can't I go down more pipes? I can only go down the pipes it wants me to go down. I can't find secret pipes.
Yeah, I think we need a little bit more added to that. That's
I really, like, all they had to do was take Mario Brothers and bring it to the app. I don't need, like, Mario Run. I need Mario Brothers.
But, you know, the people that probably didn't play that growing up probably are just perfectly fine with it. We just have a different experience. You know?
I know. Yes, we need an NES Classic. I can't even tell you how many stores Adam has been to try and get an NES Classic.
Oh, yeah, I remember we were on that journey.
He had one. And it was stolen. He ordered it from Walmart, and it was stolen in shipping. That and his PS4 VR. Man. And now he can't get either.
Man,
isn't that amazing?
It is, man. What people will do.
What people will do. All right, Kevin. We call it a wrap for today. Say goodbye to JC, to Jenny, to Digital Phil, to CJ, to Paul Dixon across the pond, and you guys watching and listening all across the globe. Excuse me. Wow. That was weird. You know, usually when you're going to burp, you know you're going to burp. That just came out. Excuse me, folks. Sorry.
You're excused, sir. You're excused.
Have you ever had that happen before?
It has happened, yes.
Really? Where you're like in the middle of talking and
Yeah, I usually try to stop it midway and just kind of slow down and just kind of like slowly, you know.
I didn't even know. It just like
just ran up on you.
Yeah. You've had that?
Not quite to that extent. I probably have, I mean.
I don't know. My stomach hasn't been right since I got back from Turks. Seriously, as yours?
No, actually, you know what? Now you mentioned it. Mine hasn't either. It's been kind of like a little funny.
And though, I had not. You know, I have for lunch today a couple of cucumber rolls and a water.
I haven't even eaten much, man. I had like
chips
and
the coffee,
and
but the coffee runs right through me right now. You think it's the coffee or you think it's the milk? I'm having soy milk. Could it possibly still be the soy milk?
If it's soy milk, I wouldn't think not. I would think
it's
not.
Running right through me.
Some adjusting to do. Still,
I drank it black in Turks, and that was. That was it. Like, I drank it from our Starbucks. We brought our Starbucks machine there. How cool was that?
Yeah, that was
We're going to bring it to CES.
Yes.
We're going to bring the Starbucks machine. You know?
Yeah, I know.
All right, so the skates I got are the Bauer 1Ss. They're like the Bauer Supreme. I think it's the 1S or the S1. I can't remember. But they're awesome. Phenomenal skates. I mean, seriously. You want me to show you, Kevin?
I would love to see them, yes.
Yes. What do you mean I forgot everybody? I didn't forget everybody. I just said CJ. What are you talking about, CJ? Who forgot everybody? I got to get back in the Slack chat. I gave you a shout out, CJ. What are you talking about? Do these guys watch the show?
Missed their shout out?
They missed their shout out. CJ, 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 CJ. I'm wearing boots, by the way, today because it snowed this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that. That's not really, I've never seen you in boots before.
I'm not a boot guy. I don't like it. These are cool, though. They look cool, and they got fur inside because they're Uggs. You know, see?
Sounds warm.
Yeah. They're not. They get wet. My feet got wet. But, you know, what am I going to do? Ruin sneakers and shoes? And then I don't know why I put them on today. It was silliness. Yeah, I'm not a boot guy. I don't like boots.
Yeah, me too. Not so much.
Yeah.
Was more so back in the day.
Because then my feet are hot, then they're cold, then they're hot, then they're heavy, and they're never comfortable. Why don't somebody make comfortable boots?
That's what.
Why am I speaking like that? Why don't somebody make comfortable boots, yo?
I don't know, man.
All right, Kevin, you're gonna get on that, right?
I'm gonna get on it.
Yeah. Oh, my mother's calling. Should I put her on real quick?
Sure. Why not?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
This is your mother.
Turn down your radio, please. Hey, I was going to have you call in. And by the way, didn't you order something for Jack off of Amazon?
I'm watching the show.
Kevin, what is going on here?
She's watching the show.
By the way, we're going to have the Skype set up like later in the week. So maybe my mother will Skype in. Hello? We got to get some other guests Skyping in. Can you turn the volume down so you can hear me? Kevin, she's listening to me say hello to her in like delay.
All right.
Kevin, I love having your mom on.
Hello? Use the phone.
I don't understand what's happening.
You know what's happening, right, Kevin?
Yeah, she's listening to the delay response.
Right. Well, let's see. Let's see if we can hear how good my hello is in 30 seconds. Hello?
Michael, I've been watching the whole show.
That's great. Hold on. We're only like a minute behind. This is going to get good. Hello?
I can't turn the volume down on the iPad.
Oh, my God, Kevin. You're going to have to go out there and help her, Kevin.
Kevin,
I'm not going into her place
again. In Turks. That's really great.
All we did was work. He didn't say he had a good time. Kevin, did you have a good time?
It was a great experience. I'll say that. I wouldn't say I had a good time. It wasn't much time to enjoy.
We
like
went
that.
To Turks Kebab. That place was good. Where was the place that's one of the 1,000 most places you have to go in your life?
Oh, Concha. Was it Concha Bar?
Conch Shack. The Conch Shack. Hold on. Hold on. I think we're at the hello. Now she figured out how to turn the volume down?
No, I haven't.
I think we just missed
it. Yeah, I think
it.
We just missed it. I heard it.
You heard it too, right? All right. Anyway, did you have something to say on air or what?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that this is a great show.
Thank you.
And I missed you being on air.
Well, thank you. You and the rest of the Terrifics. I've gotten some wonderful notes. Thank you guys so much. I missed you guys so much. We're back, and that's it. We're not going anywhere now. If we have more projects, other people just have to wait for the show. That's it.
No, you're going to CES.
Kevin, are we going to miss the show for CES? The whole
we
point
will not be missing the
of
show.
Going to CES is to do the show from CES.
Is Andrea going to be there?
Yes. Why is she yelling? Why do you think she's yelling?
It might have to do with the volume being up in the monitor.
Because I want to make sure you can hear me.
Oh, my God. She's so loud.
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is so good. This is Radio Gold. And we're on TV, so people can watch. I got to tell you something. I love doing the show, and I had a great time today. I feel like it was a good show. So thank you for saying that.
Well, it is a great show.
What if I just responded to her questions, like, from the iPad? So, like, a minute later, I just respond again like we never responded, Kevin.
I think you confused
her. Well, I want to tell you that I'm sorry that your stomach isn't feeling good.
Thanks. All right, listen, anything else to say?
Yes, I love you.
Okay.
Can you call me back?
Okay.
Because I have to talk to you.
Wait, where's Jack's present? So you ordered this thing off Amazon. Now, Kevin, we were going to do the greatest show ever. We're going to walk her through Amazon, but she figured it out on her own, or maybe she didn't. And then it still hasn't arrived. You know that Jack's present hasn't arrived.
It arrived in my house.
Well, that's good because Jack lives at your house.
No, he doesn't, but I was hoping to give it to him.
All right, well, listen, you call management and see if they'll schedule an appointment, and if they will, then...
She won't talk to me on the phone.
You see how I set that up nicely, Kevin?
Yeah, you definitely set that up.
That
was like one of your passes last night.
That was beautiful. It was beautiful, except why are we talking about this on air?
Well, that's why I said call me back.
But yet I said, okay, I'll call you back, and then you talk about it.
Okay, well, could you call me back, please?
I'm going to call you back. Didn't I say
Kevin,
I'd call you back?
I'm glad you had a good
here,
time
hold on,
in Turks.
Hold on a second. Wait Thank a minute, you. And then you can hear me saying I'll call you back like 8 times in a row.
I'm waiting.
What did she do while we were in Turks? What do you think she did? I bet she saw Rogue One.
Did she?
I didn't. Want to go?
Kevin does. You want to take him?
No, I want to take you.
What, like I'm 5? I saw his, I met his girlfriend. She's a very nice, lovely lady, Liz.
Really?
Yeah.
She'll appreciate that.
She brought him to the office for the airport run to Turks at like 4 in the morning.
Tell him not to pass up the opportunity to nail her down.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what she just said, Kevin. I'm sorry. I don't even understand
my
that.
My girlfriend would really appreciate that, what you just said.
Well, don't let her slip through your fingers, Kevin.
No, I think she actually told you. I think she. My mother actually told you to nail your girlfriend.
Yeah, so to nail her down.
In other words, make a move. Say something about your future. Christmas is coming.
That's Kevin. Right.
Give her a significant gift.
You have a great point there. I have to. What do you think is a good gift, by the way? Actually,
should not ask my mother that. Huh? It's going to be like 8 paychecks. 18, maybe. By the way, thank you for the advice for Kevin. Kevin.
I do appreciate it.
You know, I have to disagree and say, take your time and do your thing. And I'm sure Liz will come in here and kill me tomorrow. But what do you suggest Kevin gets the fine young lady named Liz that he's been dating for 8 years?
An engagement ring.
Oh, man.
Okay, as a Christmas gift, not...
An engagement ring.
Wow. Who wants to get engaged on Christmas? Do you even think she wants to get engaged on Christmas, Kevin?
Yes. I think she wants to get engaged any day of the year.
I feel like my mom and your mom and my girlfriend has been talking.
I think... Does she have my mother's number?
I don't know. She might have found a way to get it.
How do I do this gently for you, Kevin? How do I get them both to still like me and tell them it's not happening?
So I'm looking to see how you figure this out.
Halt! Get in here.
Oh, man. This is turning classic.
What? That was a very inside joke. You'd have to know The Office to understand that. So you think he should... But, I mean, Christmas is maybe not the right time to get engaged. Because then you got to celebrate...
Right time.
No, because then you got to buy two presents every year at the same time. You got to buy a Christmas present and an engagement present. I disagree. And then it kind of softens the build up to Christmas. It's like having a birthday and Christmas, like my grandmother. She always said it was terrible. You get one present for your birthday and Christmas.
But we always had a party on her birthday.
I mean, that's usually what you... Isn't that what you do for people who have a birthday? You have a party?
Well, but then she for sure had a party.
Kevin, did you follow that logic at all?
I'm grasping it. I'm trying to.
All right. So what could Kevin get his girlfriend, Liz, that's not an engagement ring?
A very nice necklace.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm down with that, Kevin.
All right. Maybe a
necklace. Are you ready to get engaged, Kevin?
Oh, now you just put me on the spot. Thanks. I'm taking my time. You know, we'll get there eventually.
Okay, so
gradually building.
Do you have the ring picked out?
Do I have the ring picked out? I haven't. I do not have the ring picked out.
And have you asked her parents for permission?
No, I have not asked them. I have to have that talk with them. See, there's a lot of things that need to be done here.
You have till the end of the week. You got a lot to do. Zales, K's, any other jeweler in the world will do. You could go to Jared. You also could of course go to a high-end jeweler.
Macy's.
My mother wants you to get an engagement ring at Macy's.
Macy's knows. Your mother knows all the spots, everything.
Well, don't worry. You talk to her long enough, you'll be getting that ring at Bergdorf's.
Oh,
could always go to Cartier.
Oh, wow.
See, I told you. Or Tiffany, you know, either one.
Engagement ring came from Cartier.
Yeah. I have to take a look at them and see what they have to offer. Maybe I might do that.
Yeah. Ask them if they'll offer to take off like 4 zeros.
Yeah, I just have to sell them a body part or something, right?
Kidney. It's no problem. Anyway, Kevin, the thing is that you have, so now you have to ask her parents' permission during this week, and you've got to get her a ring. That's a lot. Do you know what size she is?
No, I don't. See, just because of all of this, I'm going to have to
postpone
that till next
year. She can always get it sized. Size isn't a problem.
Wow, my mother's really pushing this angle
pushing
on you, Kevin.
My girlfriend's going to love you.
When do you think that Liz called my mother?
Yeah, they had to have talk while we were at
Williams. I haven't spoken to this girl. I have no idea.
So why are you pushing this agenda on him?
Because after 8 years.
Oh, I said 8 years. I meant 8 months. I'm sorry. All right, it's been 8 years. All right, I think you're boring the terrifics now. I have to check. Hold on, let's see. Maybe Jenny doesn't want to hear about this. Hey, what if it would be weddings and Christmas? His mother can, yes, my mother can use Skype. I have to wear Nike. I don't know. I can't follow all this. She can always get a size. I'm hearing the replay. I'm getting confused. All right, I gotta go. I gotta do things. She's not even listening to me now. All right, I'll just put the phone over here. Anyway, Kevin, I think you need to do what you want to do, and don't let anybody pressure you.
I don't know how all of a sudden now I'm getting engaged on Christmas all of a sudden. Nah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. But, well, if you do decide that this is the year and this is the time, then we should document it all for the show, for the Terrific.
I mean, it's on record, so.
Yeah. So you'll ask her parents. So what's that phone call going to be like?
I don't know. I have to prepare for it for next year. Christmas 2017.
Right. You didn't say what year. Now, have you ever met her parents?
No, yeah, I do. I have a great relationship with their parents.
And do you have their phone number on, like, speed dial?
I have them in my phone book.
Have you ever met her parents? Are you kidding? After 8 months,
she hasn't met her parents? She thinks it's 8 months still. She still thinks it's 8 months. It's 8 years. It's right, Kevin?
Yes, 8 years.
I was teasing about 8 months.
And he hasn't met her parents?
He's met her parents, yes. He's got them on speed dial. Can I go now?
I think he should speed dial them and ask them if they give permission.
What?
Got it.
Right. I'm working through that with him, okay?
Oh, man. This is funny.
It
okay,
is.
Michael.
Okay.
Give him your best advice.
Do you know what I want for Christmas?
I know what you got for Hanukkah.
You do? What did I get?
Something that I'm about to send you.
A new hockey bag?
No.
A new suitcase?
You didn't tell me you wanted a new hockey bag. Gosh, Michael.
I want the Cadillac of hockey bags, Kevin. It's like a locker. You just unzip it, and your like skates are standing up, and your helmet's there, and your gloves are like that. And it looks like a locker.
Sounds super cool.
Who and makes it's slim. This it fits in hockey bag?
A company called Grit.
I never heard of them.
Neither have I, but it's cool. It's got wheels. Just slim, so it fits in the car. Anyway,
$500.
How much?
$500.
No, it's not quite that much money. More
three.
Like. No, it's not even that much. It's like, it's $180. It's a lot of money for a hockey bag.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What I really need is a suitcase.
Call me back and we'll talk
about it. Oh, wow. I was just kidding, Kevin. I wasn't really throwing that out
there. See, Mom's going to take care
of you. Wow. Nah, I'm not letting her do that. I can't. I don't even want her to get me a gift.
You don't?
No. My mother's got her own stuff to take care of. She's got the medicine, and she's in the donut with the Medicare, right?
Yes.
See?
And Medicare. My income isn't going up this year. Social Security is not increasing for me.
We're going to talk to Trump about that. Actually, Adam's on the line with him now, so let me go work on that for you.
Yeah. President Trump.
Do you know that Jack goes to the same camp as Ivanka's kids? Well, maybe not anymore, but went to the same camp as Ivanka's kids.
Wow, that's
really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why are her kids going to camp in New Jersey?
I don't know if you know this, but her husband's family is from New Jersey, and they're Orthodox Jewish, too. Did you know that? She converted.
I know that I know.
Yeah.
But she lives in New York.
I don't know where she lives. They might have multiple homes. Plus, I don't know if you know this, but she's joining a temple in D.C., and the rabbi doesn't even like Trump.
Well, the rabbi doesn't have to like him for them to join the temple.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's less money he'll donate to the temple. That hurts the bottom line. Two new members, right. Less donations. I don't know. Well, El Presidente. Anyway, whatever. I don't know why we're talking about this. But listen, so my mother's in the donut. That's hard, you know? You know what I'm saying, Kevin?
No, yeah.
My mom's got MS, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
so.
These fine folks at Skyline here have done a lot for the MS walk. And there's a couple of new drugs that got passed. I should tell you about it. They were telling me about it the other day because they did a booth for one of the drugs that got passed.
That's good. That's real good. You know, more helping.
I know.
People.
Dr. Blank is going to investigate it after the first of the year.
My mother has a doctor named Dr. Blank, by the way.
Dr. Blank.
That's really his name.
That's funny.
Yeah. Dr. Blank.
B-L-A-N-C-K.
He also plays hockey, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Does he still play?
I think he gave it up.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, Michael, we're 69 years old.
So is Alan Thicke. What's the problem with that? We lost Alan Thicke this year.
Yeah, wow.
Playing hockey.
Playing hockey. My goodness.
Yeah.
I understand. I was very upset when I saw that.
Listen, I got another like 33 years before I have a heart attack on the ice.
Well, I hope you never have a heart attack on the ice.
I hope not too, but, you know, we'll see what happens. All right. Thanks for listening and watching and doing whatever you're doing. If you're listening to the podcast, you can watch on BeTerrific.com. If you're watching on BeTerrific.com, thank you. And if you're watching or listening wherever you are, around the globe, around our syndication partners, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We love you. You are the Terrifics. You make BeTerrific special. Until next time, he's Kevin, I'm Michael, and you're the Terrifics. Thanks for watching BeTerrific.